主日学的孩子们，如果你们还在这里的话，你们这个时候可以去五楼上你们主日学了。
Kids from Sunday school, if you're still here right now, you can go back to the fifth floor for your Sunday school classes.
我们的主已经复活了。
Our Lord has resurrected.
弟兄姐妹，2000年的那一天，主复活了。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is resurrected 2,000 years ago.
之后，他有40天在这地上。
And after that, for about 40 days, he was on earth.
40天之后，他就被父接到升到天上去了。
And after 40 days, he ascended to heavens.
今天我们就要来思想一下，在那一段40天之间所发生，其实在最后那一天所发生的一件事情。
And today we're going to spend some time to ponder over what has happened over those 40 days, particularly on the last day before his ascension.
我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们这时候再次感恩，因为你就在我们当中，你圣灵就运行在我们当中。主，我们这个时候求主你圣灵再一次，不但是浇灌在听者，也浇灌在讲者的身上，约束我们的思想，我们的言语，好像所讲的每一句话都能够造就人，就是按着主的旨意而分享。祷告等候，奉耶稣的名求，阿们。弟兄姐妹平安。今天是宣教主日。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you. Today is Mission Sunday.
也刚好是我们复活节之后的第三个主日。
And it also happens to be the third Sunday after our Easter Sunday.
是的，就像诗班所唱的，主复活了。
And just like what the choir has sung, God, the Lord has resurrected.
耶稣在复活跟他升天之前有40天在这世上。
Between the time of his ascension and his resurrection, Jesus was on earth for 40 days.
很多次的，好几次的向那些跟随他的人来显现。
And he appeared to a number of his believers multiple times during those 40 days.
包括他的使徒们以及那些跟随他的妇女们。
Including his disciples as well as the women who followed him.
我们也听过的牧师讲到，我们在路加福音第24章的时候。
And we have heard from our pastor on the Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
记载了耶稣在那以马忤斯的路上对着两个门徒显现。
That Jesus appeared to two disciples on his road to Emmaus.
后来上了一个查经班。
And then he certainly conducted a Sunday school Bible study class.
因为他把旧约圣经里面摩西的律法、先知书里面所讲有关耶稣的事指明给他们听。
Because he's explained to them the law of Moses and the law of the prophets to them during that lesson.
哇，那两个门徒应该是最有福分的主日学学生哈。
And those two disciples are certainly the most blessed of the Sunday school students.
接着他又到耶路撒冷显现给11个使徒看。
And then he appeared to his disciples in Jerusalem.
为了证明，耶稣让使徒们去摸他的身体，证明他有骨有肉。
And he let them touch his body to show that he is of flesh and blood.
耶稣更妙，在那里问跟门徒们，哎，有没有东西好吃啊？
And then he asked if they have anything good for him to eat.
门徒们还使徒们还找了 barbecue fish, 烤鱼给耶稣。
And they found him a piece of barbecue fish for him to eat.
耶稣在路加福音24章39节那边哈。
And in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verse 39.
耶稣没有把那个鱼变成五饼二鱼的，这样变成很多很多鱼分给大家吃，没有。
Jesus did not multiply the fish that he was given.
圣经说他自己拿起来就吃了。
That the Bible described that he took up the fish and ate it himself.
那边要证明的是，耶稣是一个有血有肉、能吃能喝的真的人。
That this is to show that Jesus is a flesh and blood that he can eat and drink like a human being.
当然之后，耶稣也继续上他的查经班，也把圣经里面有关自己的事再教导给使徒们。
And then he conducted his Bible study classes after he finished his meal.
然后来到路加福音24章的最后一段的时候
，And we came to Luke chapter 24, the last part of the chapter.
46节
verse 46, he told them, "This is what is written: the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
好。路加福音第24章46节又对他们说，照经上所说的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。这句话之后，耶稣就被升天上去了。
And then after Jesus finished his words, he ascended to heaven.
所以这一句话，这段话可以说是耶稣在世上的最后一句话耶。
And this is certainly the last words from Jesus, during his time on earth.
同样的这件事情也记载在《使徒行传》的第一章第一节到第九节。
And a similar event was described in Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 9.
所以使徒行传第一章第一节到第三节说，他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，有四十天之久，向他们显现，讲说上帝国的事。Verse three.
Acts chapter 1 verse 3. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proof that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
跳到第六节。
And on to verse 6.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说，主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这个时候吗？耶稣对他们说，父凭着自己的权柄所定的日子时间不是你们知道的，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看着时候，他就被取上身，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
Verse 6, so when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid them from their sight.
就在耶稣就要离开我们身上天上的时候
，And just before he was taken away from us to heaven，
门徒还不明白神的国是怎么一回事。
The disciples still could not comprehend exactly what the kingdom of God means。
所以耶稣说，复兴以色列国不如你们所想的那样。
So Jesus replied that this restoration of the kingdom of Israel is not what you guys think。
不是用炸弹、用武力去抢回来的。
It's not by bombs or by force。
反而是要怎么样？要我们去成为他的见证人，去让神的国降临的。
Instead, it's through them being his witnesses, and for in order for the kingdom of God to come.
第六节说，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。Verse 7.
It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. Verse 8. But you will receive power.When the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria.
是的，弟兄姐妹，这一句话是上帝升天、耶稣升天之前的最后的一句话。
And brothers and sisters, these are the last words of Jesus while his time on earth.
要我们做他的见证。
He wants us to be his witnesses.
这句话当然有记载在马太福音，就是大家比较熟悉的马太福音第28章。
And these exact words were described as well in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
也就是我们早上主席宣召时所念的那句话。
And it's what we have read this morning as well.
耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18, Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
马太的这句话，我们常常被称为大使命。
This verse from Matthew has often been described as a great commission.
就好像是一个君王下的一道命令这样。
It's somewhat like a command or a directive coming from a king.
当然，马太福音所呈现的耶稣是一个君王的身份的耶稣。
And of course, the king described in Matthew, it's a king in the traditional sense.
所以这个君王给我们一道命令、使命是无可厚非，是没有错的。
So this directive or command from the king could not go wrong.
所以耶稣给我们的这个使命也非常清楚，有三件事。
So this command that came from Jesus is very clear, and there are three components.
第一，使万民做主的门徒；第二，奉主的名施洗；第三，教训他们遵守主所吩咐的。
Three components: witness to all people, baptized in the name of Jesus, as well as teaching them to obey what God has commanded.
弟兄姐妹。今天早上我比较柔和一点。
Brothers and sisters, I'm somewhat more mellow this morning.
所以我不谈大使命。
So I'm not going to go through the Great Commission.
我们看路加跟使徒行传的记载。
Let's go through what Luke and the Acts have described.
啊，就好像不是使命，不好像不叫不是一个好像不是一个命令，反而是一个叮咛。
It's not so much a command, but more of a reminder.
我记得我要到美国去深造的时候。
Recalled right before I left for the U.S. for further studies.
那是我爸爸妈妈流着眼泪在机场跟我告别。
So my parents were all teary-eyed at the airport, saying goodbye.
那个时候我们那个时候不像今天孩子们哈，常常给出国旅行啊，或者 exchange 啊等等，很少机会。
So he was not as fortunate back then that kids today get to travel quite often.
而且我这一次去要读好多年啊，最少四年。
And he would be away back then for about 4 years.
爸爸妈妈当然很担心。
And parents were worried.
在分离之前最后一段话，你猜爸爸妈妈讲的是什么
？Right before he left, guess what his parents said to him?
是不是给你命令，给我命令说，哎，你一定要考第一名回来，有没有
？Is that he has to come in first in his class?
没有。
No.
其实我是拿奖学金的。
But he was on a scholarship. Anyway.
如果读不成了，回来要赔款的。
That he had to actually repay his scholarship.
好多好多的钱啊
！A lot of money.
但是我爸爸妈妈说什么呢
？What did his parents say to him?
你去读吧。
Just go and study.
每天要吃要睡。
You have to remember to eat and sleep.
更妙是爸爸妈妈讲说，如果读书很辛苦，不要读，你就回来了。
But if it's too hard, just don't bother. Come back.
你明白我讲什么吗
？Do you understand what I'm saying?
那个时候爸爸妈妈给我的这个叮咛。
That what my parents gave me was a reminder.
是一个关怀。
It's somewhat of an expression of care.
当然，爸爸妈妈希望我荣誉归来。
Of course, my parents would prefer that I come back in glory.
当然，一个有责任的奖学金得奖者应该好好读书回来。
That someone who is responsible scholarship recipient should come back.
但是在爸爸妈妈的心中
，But deep down in their hearts,
那个关系是更重要的。
The care and the concern is most important.
那个个人就是我这个人是更重要的。
That this individual, his son, their son is more important.
如果在美国能够读得很好的成绩，但是我的人格上进，你说爸爸妈妈会喜欢还是会更伤心
？That even though hypothetically if he had done well in school, but he has lost his personality integrity, wouldn't his parents be more hurt?
弟兄姐妹，我要你这样的去思想路加跟使徒行传所记载的耶稣的最后的这一段话。
Brothers and sisters, I'd like you to use this to actually think through what Luke has described in terms of his last words on earth.
是一个叮咛。
It's a reminder.
是一个很亲密的关系的人之间的一个劝勉。
It's somewhat of a reminder between people in intimate relationships.
对于我呢
？To me.
哎。如果不是 Great Commission Commandment 不重要吗
？Is it not important to me only if it's not a somewhat of a Great Commission？
不是的
，No， it's
反而是一个从心里的，要用这一生去回应。
And it's actually not exactly. It's even more so because it's something that I have to repay.
那一段话使我在美国的四年半，每一天都在想着家。
That those words from his parents made him think about his family during his 4.5 years in the U.S.
让我想，不单是那四年在美国，以后的这一生怎么样来继续报答我的父母亲
？Not only those 4.5 years, but also how he has to, what he needs to do to repay his parents for the rest of his life.
报答我的国家
，repay his country.
报答我的社会
，repay society.
活得一个像样的人
，that live a decent life.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣要门徒们做的就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is what Jesus would like us to do.
这样的叮咛没有比那个大使命来的次要，反而是更重要的。
This reminder is not secondary to the Great Commission, but it's actually more important.
反而是要你用这个人的这一生去回应的。
And this is actually something that we have to use our life to pay back and respond.
我们长老会的发起人加尔文
，John Calvin。
在他对《使徒行传》的解经里面
，in his interpretation of the Acts，
他对这句话说，耶稣澄清了两个很重要的事情。
That he said by this statement from Jesus that he has actually clarified two things.
Next line， 第一件，加尔文说，我们应该活在当下。我们应该为在我们活的这个时代里面来做见证，而不是去思想那个虚无缥缈的那个在天堂上那个以后的世界。
That the first thing he clarified, we must put our attention to the present on the way by which we are to attain the kingdom of God, instead of engaging in subtle speculation on the conditions of the life to come.
加尔文在这里说什么呢？
What's Calvin saying here?
我们活在现在。
We live in the present time.
耶稣升到天上去了。
God, Jesus has ascended to heaven.
他没有把我们一起这样接到天上去，在那个时候。
He did not take us with him back then.
我们要留在这世上成为他的见证。
But we are staying on earth to be his witness.
上帝的国要通过我们的见证而活在这个世界上。
That God's kingdom through our witnesses will live in this earth.
加尔文说的第二点。
A second point.
我们要的，耶稣要我们是全心全意的就活出这个见证的生命，而不是要我们去做一些事情而已。我们整个生命的苗，生命的重点就是在见证耶稣。
Second point from Calvin, we must preach and live out the gospel in our whole life. John Calvin said, they have no cause therefore to dream of wealth, luxury, power in the world, or any other earthly thing. Not that these things are wrong, but the anchor of your life is not on them, but on Jesus' gospel.
Vincent 弟兄刚才念了加尔文的那一句话，他说什么？我们活在这个世上，不能浪费时间去想那些权力、地位、金钱。而应该把我们生命的苗、生命的重点、重心都放在见证耶稣基督身上。这是加尔文从这一节告诉我们两个的重点。
And this is what Calvin had told us through his interpretation of this verse.
是的，弟兄姐妹，上帝要我们的是在这世上成为他的见证人。
But indeed, brothers and sisters, Jesus, God would like us to be his witnesses here.
不是要我们去做什么事，而是这个人整个人就是要成为上帝的耶稣的一个见证。
It's not exactly telling us to go do certain thing, but it's more of a holistic, all-rounded approach in terms of relationship with God.
到底要怎么样去做见证呢？
How do we become a witness?
见证些什么呢？
What exactly is witnessing?
我今天早上讲一个故事。
Let me tell you a story.
我的特长是讲故事。
His strength is to tell.
这个故事记载在约翰福音第九章。
The story is captured in the Gospel of John, chapter 9.
大家都很熟悉的故事。Yes. 耶稣医治好一个瞎眼的人。
A story that I'm sure you're familiar with. That Jesus healed a man who was born blind.
Next slide. Next slide. Okay, 第九章第一节。Next slide.这个故事讲第九章第一讲耶稣离开耶路撒冷的时候就在耶路撒冷的时候就看见有一个生来就瞎眼的人，耶稣就走过去问他对不起瞎眼的人，然后那个时候门徒就问耶稣，哎，这个人生来瞎眼是他犯的罪呢，还是他的父母亲犯的罪？
So as Jesus went along, he saw a man that was blind from birthSo his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sent this man or his parents that he was born blind?
耶稣就回答说，哎，不是这个人犯的罪，也不是他父母亲犯的罪，是要见证更伟大的事情。
Neither this man nor his parents sent, said Jesus, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
然后说了这句话之后，第六节，耶稣做了一个很有意思的动作。
And after he said this, he did something quite meaningful in verse 6.
第六节，我念给大家听哈。耶稣说了这话，就吐唾液在地上，用唾液和泥摸在瞎子的眼上，对他说：“你往希罗亚池里去洗。”他去一洗，回头就看见了。Verse 6 and 7.
So, verse 6, having said this, he spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. Go, he told him, wash in the pool of Siloam. So the man went and washed and came home seeing.
哇，这个故事很简单哈。耶稣看到一个生来就瞎子的，然后就用他的口水跟地上泥搅在一起，然后摸他的眼睛，然后叫他去池水池里面一洗，他就好了。
So this is quite a straightforward story. Jesus met a blind man that and basically mixed had a mixture of mud and saliva, put it on the man's eyes, and he washed and he saw.
耶稣行了很多神迹哈。
A lot of miracles from Jesus.
很多耶稣神迹都是用话语就能够成全的。
A lot of his miracles were just merely by came through with his words.
耶稣叫那个瘸子哈走起来走，他就起来走了。
God, Jesus told the lame to walk and he walked.
很多有一些神迹是在耶稣不知不觉的时候，人家从后面偷偷摸他的衣的一角就好了。
And a lot of times, without even Jesus knowing, someone who touched them has robed and they were healed.
只有这个故事讲的耶稣做很 特别的事情来医好这个瞎子。
Only in this story where Jesus actually did something in order to have him restore his sight.
很多解经家花了很多时间去研究耶稣所做的这件事情的意义在哪里？为什么需要用泥跟口水来医他呢？
A lot of scholars, obviously, were trying to figure out exactly why there is some detail as to this miracle.
圣经都没有讲，所以不需要去猜测。
The Bible did not describe this, so you don't have to speculate.
不过比较有趣，我可以讲一个就好。
But there are some interesting ones. Let's go through one.
有一个解经家说，因为这个人是生来就瞎眼的，所以他没有眼球，所以耶稣需要用泥做一个眼球放进他的眼睛里面。
So one of the theories is that since he was born blind, that he had no eyeballs, and therefore Jesus needed to use the mud mixture to basically create eyeballs out of it.
谢谢，最少弟兄姐妹有反应哈。
Thank you for the response.
啊，但是是不是真的这样不重要。耶稣圣经只有记载耶稣医好了这个瞎子。
But how this came about is not important. I think the key thing is that the Bible is highlighted that his sight was restored.
故事完了吗？没有。
Is the story over? No.
哦，这个瞎子，前瞎子哈、哦、，X blind， 他现在医好了，他就走回来。哦，他以前是在圣殿的门口讨钱的。
This X the blind man was a beggar in front of the synagogue in the past。
所以他就回来圣殿的前面。
So he came back to the front of the synagogue。
他的邻居们啊，那些乡村父老们看到他的反应是什么呢
？So what were the reactions of his neighbors to his restoration of his eyesight？
他们不相信是那个人。
They did not believe that was him.
他们在那边叽叽喳喳的讲话，说：“哎，这个人好像是以前那个瞎子。”哎
，They chit-chatted and basically said that he looked like the ex or the blind man before.
Look like 好像是不是是好像是而已。
Only look like, but not exactly him.
这个人听得在后面就很不爽，说：“不不，我就是那个瞎子。
”So certainly he defended and said that I was the blind man.
然后就跟他们说：“哎，那邻居就问他，那怎么会好？你怎么会变好的呢
？”So the neighbors asked, "How did you actually recover?"
那个人就回答说，第十一节，那个人回答说，有一个人名叫耶稣，他用泥，他和泥摸在我的眼睛，对我说，我往希罗亚池里去洗，我去洗就看见了。
So he replied, the man they called Jesus made some mud and put it on my eyes. He told me to go to Siloam and washed. So I went and washed, and then I could see.
哎，这是个很简单的回答。
It's a very simple answer.
很直截了当的回答。
It's a very direct response.
当然，这些邻居们有一些相信，有一些不相信。
And certainly some of the neighbors believe and some didn't.
话传到犹太人的领袖法利赛人那边去了。
So obviously this spread and it came to the Pharisees.
第十三节到第十八节。
Verse 13 through 18.
法利赛人相信这件事情吗
？Did the Pharisees believe?
法利赛人看见这个人眼睛好了，你猜想法利赛人心里想的是什么
？So what do you think the Pharisees when the Pharisees' hearts when they saw that this man was healed?
圣经说法利赛人第一样想的事情是，哎，瞎子啊，你是哪一天被所谓的耶稣医好的？Which day? When?
When exactly were you healed by Jesus?
哦，是安息日。
Oh, it's on Sabbath
day. 哦，法利赛人说，哎，不行不行。安息日不能做工的，在犹太人的律例里面。
And the Pharisee responded by saying, "No, you should not be working on Sabbath day."
如果安息日不能做工，这个安息日依你这个一定不是神的人，一定不是神的神从神来的。
And if this were to have taken place on Sabbath day, this man couldn't have come from God.
不但如此，他说这个人一定是罪人。
And that this man is certainly a sinner.
哇，他继续问瞎子，哎，这个人怎么可能医好你呢
？And so how can this man heal you?
这个瞎子就回答。
And this man replied,
第十五节 ，verse 15， 法利赛人问他说：“你怎么看得见呢？”瞎子对他们说：“他把泥抹在我的眼上，我去洗就看见了。”
Therefore, the Pharisees were asking him how he had received the sight. He put mud on my eyes. The man replied, "And I washed, and now I see."
但是法利赛人还是不相信。
And certainly, the Pharisees still could not believe.
怎么办呢
？So what do they do?
压力
，pressure.
压谁呢
？Who would they pressure?
他的父母亲
His parents.
就拉着他的父母亲来说哎，我先你这个孩子是不是生来就瞎眼的还是其实是假假瞎眼的
So they took his parents in and asked if that he was indeed born blind or whether he was a fake blind man
在问这个父母亲之前通过别人就告诉他哎，如果你说耶稣是从那边神那边来的哈，我们就把你赶出会堂去
So obviously before they were taken in, they were told indirectly that if they were to admit that Jesus is from God, they would have kicked him out.
给父母亲这个压力。
They applied pressure on the parents.
父母亲怎么办呢?
So what would the parents do?
第二十节。
Verse 20.
他的父母就回答说，他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。至于他如今怎么看见，我们却不知道，是谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成年人，你自己去问他吧。21.
We know he is our son, the parents answered, and we know he was born blind. But how he can see now, or who opened his eyes, we don't know. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself.
弟兄姐妹，这个父母亲犹太人也蛮聪明，蛮狡猾的。
So the brothers and sisters' parents are quite smart.
他说：“哎，这个孩子是我怀的九个月生出来的，我知道是真的瞎了。
”So this is my son. We know that he was born blind.
但是他后来怎么被医好的，我不知道哎。
But we did not know how he was healed out.
父母亲不敢为这个孩子的被医好而做见证。
That the parents did not dare to witness for his son for his healing.
但是不要紧，所以这法利人再去拉这个孩子来，再问他一次。
So the Pharisees took the son back in.
再问他，你到底是不是真的被医好？等等等等。
They ask him the exact same questions.
第二十五节，那个瞎子怎么回答呢 ？Verse 25，第二十五节。他这里的他就是指耶稣哈，他是不是个罪人我不知道，但是有一件事情我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今我看见了。
He replied, whether he referring to Jesus is a sinner or not, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see.
弟兄姐妹，这是这个瞎子这一生所做的最简单也是最重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the most, probably the most simplistic thing this man has done, but also in his life, but also the most important.
就是把发生在他身上的一件事，真真实实、简简单单、诚诚实实的回答。
Simplistically, just relate an event that's happened to his life.
这就是他的见证。
And this is his witness.
这就是他的见证。
This is his witness.
他见证耶稣在他身上所做的事。
That he witnessed on the things that Jesus had done to him.
但是弟兄姐妹。这个见证是有代价的。
But certainly there's a price to pay for this witness.
他讲完这句话之后呢，他被赶出会堂了。
That after he finished his words, he was kicked out of the synagogue.
犹太人被赶出会堂，表达他们被这个社群被离弃了。
That the symbolism of the Jewish being kicked out of the synagogue is that he will be ostracized by society.
他不可能在里面再做生意，在那边谋生了。
That he has basically lost his means of earning a living
in
the synagogue.
人拒绝他了，不要他了。
He'll be ostracized by his neighbors.
弟兄姐妹，圣经第三十五节又记载另外一件奇妙的事。
Brothers and sisters, verse 35. There's another interesting event.
这是圣经很少记载，耶稣医病赶鬼之后回来找这个人。
That after Jesus had healed him, he actually came back to look for him.
耶稣听到这个人因为做见证而被人赶出去之后呢，耶稣回来找他，问他说：“你相信我吗？”
That Jesus came back to him after he had heard that he was kicked out of the synagogue after being healed, and he came and asked him, "Do you believe in me?"
你相信我是人子吗
？Do you believe that I'm the Son of Man?
你相信我是神的儿子吗
？Do you believe that I'm Son of God?
这个孩子说：“耶稣，我不知道啊，谁是神的儿子，好叫我来信他呢？”
Verse 36. Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him.
三十七节，耶稣说：“你已经看见他了，现在和你说话的就是他。”
Verse 37, Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you."
三十八节，他说：“主啊，我信，就拜耶稣，跪下来拜耶稣。”
Then the man said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him.
弟兄姐妹，这就是这个人做见证之后，被赶出去之后，上帝怎么样再把他接纳在耶稣自己的怀里。
So this is what happened to the man after being kicked out of the synagogue, after being a witness, after being kicked out of the synagogue and being received by Jesus.
是的，人不要他了，但是耶稣要他。
So even though he's rejected by man, Jesus still wants him.
耶稣不但要他，耶稣跟他的关系又再晋升一步了，就因着他这样的一个见证。
Not only did Jesus wanted him, the relationship between the two developed further after this.
第十节、第十一节的时候，这个瞎子说：“那个人耶稣。”他称他做耶稣。这个人。Verse 10, verse 11.
Verse 10 verse 11 that this man referred to Jesus as Jesus himself.
后来有一段又讲到他把耶稣认识成为一个先知，第十七节吧。
And there's another verse that described him basically alluding to Jesus being a prophet.
这个时候他认识到耶稣是神的儿子。
And now he knows Jesus as the Son of God.
第三十八节是主啊。
He's the Lord, verse 38.
是他能够跪下来拜的那位主。
That he would kneel down and worship the Lord.
他这个时候不但是双眼能够看见了，他的心灵的眼睛更看得清楚了。
That not only did he gain his eyesight back, but he also gained his spiritual eyesight.
弟兄姐妹，这就是上帝要我们所做的一个见证人的生命。
And this is the brothers, this is what Jesus would like us to be in terms of being a witness.
这个时候我们要看看你我是不是也要做一个这样的一个见证人。
Now let's go and study to see if you and I would also want to be a witness.
我们做耶稣见证的三部曲有三部。
The trilogy of witnessing.
第一部曲第一段，首先 next slide, next slide, next slide, next slide, next slide.首先，你的心灵的眼睛是否愿意被神完全医好呢？
So I think first and foremost, whether your spiritual eyes, are you willing to have your spiritual eyes healed by God?
你是否被蒙受曾经领受蒙受上帝的恩典跟拯救呢？
Have you received God's blessings and grace?
有吗？
Have you?
我相信有。
I believe you have.
没有你，今天不会坐在这边。
If not, otherwise you'll not be here today.
你所领受的恩典拯救不一定是像这个瞎子这样的戏剧性，这样的精彩。
The salvation and grace you have received from God might not be as dramatic as the blind.
但是却也一样是一样的真实的。
But nonetheless, it's just as real.
我是一个很鲁莽驾车的人。
He is quite a bad driver.
我常常在驾车的时候都面对生命的危险。
He often faces mortal dangers when he's driving.
每一次我都会感受到上帝的保守跟带领。
He often feels that God's guidance when he is driving.
弟兄姐妹，你可能有心灵忧伤的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you often perhaps feel that there is some sadness.
你有你的同事、你的朋友，甚至你的亲人误会你或者不了解你的时候。
That you have sometimes been misunderstood by your relatives, your colleagues, or your friends.
没有人能够接纳你的时候。
When no one could accept you.
你有来到耶稣的面前吗
？Did you come before Jesus?
你知道耶稣确确实实的接纳你吗
？Do you know that Jesus will just accept you as you are?
这就是你的上帝给你的恩典。
This is what the grace that God has given you.
你有去数算这些恩典吗？
Have you counted your own blessings?
你有去讲出这个恩典吗
？Have you told others of this blessing?
你有去面对，你有去见证这个恩典吗
？Have you witnessed on this blessing?
第二点 ，next， 当你面对人家对你的质问的时候，人家对你的挑战的时候，就像这个法利赛人对这个前下挑战之后，你敢把你的生命摆上？你愿意为做这件事付出代价吗？
When you are when you faced accusation or when you face persecution, just as the Pharisee had done to the blind man, are you prepared to lay down your life to be a witness?
第三点
The further point,
你成为上帝的见证人，是你一生对主的认识有帮助你更加越来越认识主吗？
This the third point, the being a witness in terms of your relationship with God, does it help you develop? This relationship daily and make it grow deeper.
我相信我们在座的每一位，包括牧师、传道、长老，没有一个敢说我们对主的认识是完全了。
I do not believe any of us here, including pastors, preachers, as well as the elders, can say that our understanding of God is complete.
我们对主的认识是在每一天的生活见证当中，一天一天的加深的。
But rather, it's something that builds over time daily as we witness for Him.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意做这样的一个见证人吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you willing to be such a witness?
刚才我们读约翰福音的时候，我们漏了一句没有读哎。
Yeah, just now when we were going through the Gospel of John, we missed out on the verse.
约翰福音第九章讲那个瞎子的故事里面，九章第四节有一段有一句我们很熟的，但是我刚才却没有读。
That there's a verse that we're really familiar with in this chapter that we have missed out earlier, chapter 9, verse 4.
约翰九章第四节说， 趁着白日做黑夜将到，赶快工作。
Chapter 9, verse 4, as long as day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work.
弟兄姐妹，趁着白日，我们要在这世上全心全意的成为耶稣的见证人。
Brothers and sisters, while it's still day, while there's still daylight, we have to be active, proactive in terms of being a witness for God.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我的祷告，也是我们宣教事工要大家去学习、去思想的。
And brothers and sisters, this is my prayer, and this is also our, in terms of our mission committee, what we would like our brothers and sisters to ponder and think through.
我们宣教事工过去一整年做了什么事呢？
What have our mission committee accomplished or done the last past year?
宣教事工过去一年，我们拟定了宣教事工的长远的计划。
That we have pinned down our long-term plan.
第二，我们也鼓励青少年去参与，直接参与了宣教的工作，海外宣教的工作。
That we have actively encouraged the young to participate in the mission work, particularly overseas mission work.
大谷地的短捐运动，大家都很熟了。
Yeah, this the recent trip to Thailand that was someone you are familiar with.
第三点，我们的华研团华员。我们也认也从接触那些从中国来的朋友，到教他们英语，到教他们思想，到圣经的认识，到来介绍让他们认识上帝等等。
The third point, and in terms of our friends from China, that we have actively taught, helped them with English, the Bible study, and obviously bring them to Christ.
我们甚至要么上福音班 A and B.
That we even have them attend gospel classes A and B.
我们新的一年有什么计划呢？两点计划 ，next， yeah.
In the coming year, there are two points to our plan.
我们要去落实我们的长远的五年计划。
That we have to put some concrete milestones in terms of our five-year plan.
然后第二点就是我们在我们的讲道的信息里面，很自然的把解经当中把宣教的信息讲出去。
That during our sermons, that we would inculcate the notion of mission in the message.
希望我今天的讲道就是这样的一个例子。
And hopefully the sermon I've given today is such an example.
当然，我们前面面对的挑战是什么呢？
And certainly the challenges we have ahead of us.
要教导、鼓励大家更多弟兄姐妹直接的参与宣教的工作。
The challenge is to encourage more of our brothers and sisters to participate in this mission work.
我们要的宣教官是全人的，是比较全面的。
That we would like prefer to have someone who's more holistic, all-rounded.
就像我们所读的《使徒行传》跟《约翰福音》的故事所告诉我们的，是成为一个见证人。
That is similar to what we have read from the Gospel of John and Acts.
用全心全意的去见证耶稣基督。
That we use all our hearts and might to witness for God.
一方面不是故意去做什么特别的事情。
And certainly not something that we intentionally have do.
另一方面，却要你故意的去数算上帝在你身上的恩典。
But on the other hand, it's something that we would like you to intentionally count your blessings, what God has given you.
刻意的去把这个故事见证给别人听。
Actively or proactively, tell this story to your friends.
更积极的把这样的一个全人的宣教生命活在你每天工作、家庭生活当中。
And to live this witness role in our life, both in our family as well as at work or in school.
弟兄姐妹，这样的一个宣教的生命。
Brothers and sisters, this life as a witness.
不单单是因为它是大使命。
It's not only because it's a great commission.
因为上帝命令我们做，我们就做。
It's not only because God has commanded us to do that, we do this.
对我而言，更是因为天上的父对我的那个关系，要我这样的去回应他。
That this is something that because of my relationship with God, that we have to reciprocate this way.
耶稣就在离开这个世界之前的最后一段话。
This is the last words from Jesus before he ascended to heaven.
就是要我做他的见证人。
That he would want me to be his witness.
要我好好在这世界上活。
That he want me to live this life well on earth.
在这世上好好的见证他。
And also to witness well for him.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你，因为这个成为你的见证，你的见证人这个生命，不单是使命，更是主你对我们叮咛，你对我们关系这个表彰，你更要当我们在经历这个成为你的见证人的生命的过程当中的时候，主啊，你要叫我们对你的认识更加深，你要叫我们从对你的认识，从耶稣，从先知到你是我们的主，我们认的，我们也在你面前俯伏，因为你是神的儿子，你是我们的主。生命的主，生活的主， 好叫我们的一生就在主你里面永不离开。你就成我们的力量，圣灵在我们当中帮助我们，叫我们活出这样的一个见证的生命。谢谢你，我们再次交托，求主的灵灌浇灌我们每一个听的讲的，在我们当中祷告，奉耶稣的名求，